Chapter 4 Independent Judy.
March 24th. Dear Daddy Longlegs, so many good things have happened to me. I am sure that I don't deserve everything I have. I have great news! I won the short story contest that the monthly holds every year. There is a $25 prize, and it's mine! I still can't believe it. What is even more special is that usually the winners are seniors. But I am only a sophomore. Maybe I will become a successful author after all. I have some other great news, too. Next Friday, Julia, Sally, and I are going to New York. We are going to stay in a hotel and go shopping. On Saturday, we are going to see Hamlet at the theater with Master Jervy. I am so excited about it that I can hardly sleep. It will be the first time I have stayed in a hotel or gone to the theater. My head is spinning from the excitement. I'm really looking forward to seeing the play, especially because we've been studying it in class and I know all of the lines. Yours ever, Judy. April 7th. Dear Daddy Longlegs, I am here in New York. I am amazed at everything I see. Everything is so wonderful, but so confusing at the same time. I can't describe everything to you, but I guess you already know. You live here in New York anyway. Julia and I went shopping today. I saw the most gorgeous hats, and Julia tried on so many of them. In the end, she bought the loveliest, too. I think it is amazing that she can buy any hat she wants without worrying about how much it costs. We also met Master Jervy on Saturday afternoon. He took us to a very nice restaurant. I ordered fish, but I didn't know which fork to use. I accidentally used the wrong one, but the waiter was very kind. He gave me another one. After we ate our meal, we went to the theater. It was truly amazing. I still remember every detail. The actors and actresses were marvelous. Oh, one more thing. Master Jervy gave us each a beautiful bunch of flowers. There were lilies of the valley and violets. Isn't he the kindest man? I'm starting to like men more and more because of him. Yours with love, Judy. May 4th. Dear Daddy Longlegs, we had a sports day last Saturday. It started out with a very cheerful parade. But Sally and I weren't in the parade. We were waiting to take part in our events. And guess what? We both won! Sally won the pole vaulting event, and I won the 50-yard sprint. 8 seconds. It was all very exciting, and we felt so good at the end of the day. Everyone was very tired. And so we all went to bed very early that night. I love you always, Judy. June 4th. Dear Daddy, I have been very busy these days studying for my examinations. They begin tomorrow. The weather here is so beautiful that it is very difficult to stay inside. but I must continue to study hard. Once the examinations are finished, our vacation will be here. I can't wait! Can you guess what I'm planning to do this vacation? Lock Willow? Sally and her family? Nope! I am going to the seaside to tutor a girl and her younger sister. I will teach them English and Latin. Each month, I will be earning $50. Please don't object to my plan. I am becoming very independent thanks to you. I hope that you have a wonderful summer, Daddy. Yours always, Judy. June 10th. Dear Daddy, this is a very difficult letter for me to write to you. You have given me a wonderful opportunity, but I feel that it is my responsibility to start supporting myself this summer instead of you sending me to Europe. I feel very strongly about this. It is so kind of you to offer me such an opportunity, though. Four days later. I was about to post this letter to you when I met Master Jervy. He has invited me to Europe as well. He said it was an important part of my education. I almost said yes, but one thing stopped me. He was almost trying to force me to go. I refuse to be forced to do anything. I want to make my own decisions independently. To repay you for your kindness, I will become a wise and independent woman. Yours ever, Judy.